SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and other world leaders have signed the Gaza peace deal at a summit in Egypt. The president told the global summit it's a monumental moment for the Middle East and the world, and he urged leaders to, in his words, put the old feuds and bitter hatreds behind us. The president said the next step is rebuilding Gaza. Sound of Red Cross vehicles carrying Israeli hostages leaving Khan Yunis Gaza Strip, heading toward Israel. Charles A. Ledesma has more on today's historic hostage release.
Hamas has released all remaining living hostages held in Gaza as part of a ceasefire, pausing 2 years of war that pummeled the Gaza Strip, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians, and had left scores of captives in militant hands. The 20 will be reunited with their families and undergo medical checks. Over 1,900 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel are also to be released as part of the deal. The bodies of the remaining 28 dead hostages are also to be handed over as part of the deal, although the exact timing remains unclear. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a speech to the Knesset, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu had words of praise for President Trump and the deal he arranged.
A proposal that brings all our hostages home.
The White House, meanwhile, warning of more firings during the ongoing government shutdown.
Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. As the shutdown entered its 12th day, Vance warned the new cuts would be painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said well over 4,000 employees would soon be fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Pro-life activists in Virginia are issuing a new warning, and we get more details on it from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
Counterterrorism police in Britain say the assailant in this month's attack on a synagogue in the city of Manchester that left two people dead had pledged allegiance to ISIS. The attacker called emergency dispatchers during his deadly rampage on October 2nd to pledge his allegiance to the Muslim terrorist group. The man was shot dead by police outside the Heaton Park Congregation Synagogue in Manchester after he rammed a car into pedestrians. This is SRN News. Parts of Alaska feeling the brunt of a weakening typhoon that required emergency rescues in one location.
Meteorologist Carson Jones with the National Weather Service in Alaska.
We had wind gusts of 100 miles an hour.
And he says storm surge was historic.
For the community of Kipnuk, we had 6.6 feet above the normal highest tide line. This surpasses a previous record of 4.7.
He says Quiguilinguac, where officials had to rescue more than a dozen people, also had major storm surge.
6.3 feet above mean high water, and that was likely also a record.
The area is among one of the most isolated in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump predicts Canadian tourism in the U.S. will bounce back once there's a new trade deal. The president believes that Canadians will increase their travel to the U.S. once again, and he made that prediction during an Oval Office meeting this past week with Canada's prime minister. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.